Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he will not drop the Justice Department's investigation into Fed Chair Jerome Powell. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even though two Republican senators say they won't support the president's Fed pick unless the criminal investigation into Powell is resolved, the president said there are no plans to back off the probe. He said the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia will take the investigation to the end. Powell was subpoenaed in relation to his congressional testimony last June, but he contends the probe amounts to intimidation over interest rate policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a suspected hazing death case being investigated in Arizona.
A Northern Arizona University student has died after a night of drinking at an off-campus fraternity event, leading to the arrest of three fraternity members and an investigation by the school. The 18-year-old male student was found unresponsive at a home by police officers Saturday after bystanders performed CPR but were not successful in reviving him. Police say the student had attended a rush event for the Delta Tau Delta fraternity Friday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former U.S. President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee, will testify in a congressional investigation into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The decision could head off a planned vote in the Republican-led House of Representatives to hold the two prominent Democrats in contempt, which could lead to criminal charges. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 515 points, the NASDAQ rose 130, the S&P 500 index advanced by 37 points. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the transgender business.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas State Board of Education has delayed voting on a proposed list of required books for K through 12 students. The decision came after discussions about the religious focus of some of the materials. Republican board members say they see the religious materials as historically significant. Parents, they know, can opt children out of any readings that they are uncomfortable with. This is SRN News. Critics say lax police enforcement may have played a role in several weather-related deaths in New York City. Bob Agnew reports.
Several people have died in New York during the recent cold snap, and hypothermia is suspected of playing a role in the majority of cases. Critics say Mayor Zohran Mamdani's emphasis on voluntary shelter placement leaves vulnerable people exposed during dangerous weather. They argue that the broader use of enforcement in voluntary intervention, especially for those with severe mental illness or addiction who refuse shelter, might have saved lives. Bob Agnew reporting.
A dozen Palestinian returnees were allowed into Gaza, and a few medical evacuees exited to Egypt Monday after the long-awaited reopening of the Rafah border crossing was marred by delays. The reopening of the crossing is a key step in ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. More at SRNNews.com.